Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code NATS, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. The Washington Nationals are rolling. They're getting outstanding pitching performances from Mitchell Parker and DJ Hers and are now tied for the third wildcard spot. Can they keep it going? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holmey. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the best way that you can help grow this show is to subscribe or follow on your podcatcher of choice and give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the Nationals have shown dominance over the Miami Marlins with a 7-0 record this season. Pitcher DJ Hurst delivered a remarkable performance with 13 strikeouts, and the team's pitching staff has demonstrated exceptional control. Additionally, outfielder Lane Thomas found himself in an unexpected situation due to a controversial call, and the team made a significant move by signing Harold Ramirez to a minor league contract. Overall, the Nationals are showing exceptional performance and determination, and that is where we will start this episode of the Talk Nats podcast. Optimism, enthusiasm, things that often haven't been referred to or thought of when you think of the Washington Nationals this season. It was a team that was in a rebuild, that don't expect too much from them. This team is poised, I think, to do some truly great things. And I was reading this before I hit record here from Talk Nats at Talk Nats on Twitter. The Washington Nationals on this Father's Day of 2024 are now tied for the third wildcard spot. We are just 10 games to the midway point of the season. And the question that I have is, can they keep it going? And I think ultimately, yes, they can. I mean, if I had asked you in the beginning of the season, what would this rotation have looked like? Would you have said DJ Hers would be on the rotation? Would you have said Mitchell Parker would be on the rotation? That I think the way this team was initially sketched out to start the season is actually better than how it was initially sketched out. Not to mention Josiah Gray, not to mention Mackenzie Gore and Cade Cavalli at some point. That this team is firing on all cylinders. And for me as a Nationals fan, there is plenty to be excited about. And I'll talk a little bit more in depth about DJ Hers and how I'm beyond excited about how he's playing. But talking about the game today and how the Nationals had their way with the Miami Marlins. Not too surprising, all things considered. They are quite deplorable, but a win is a win and a loss is a loss. But the dominance over the Miami Marlins, the Nats have shown a dominant performance against the Marlins with a 7-0 record and outscoring them 48-18 for this season. And it's interesting that the Nationals had struggled against the Marlins historically, but this is not the Miami Marlins that perhaps you may have remembered from before. They are not good at all, but they're getting the production, in particular pitching performance. The pitching of Mitchell Parker delivered a remarkable performance, only allowing one run over six innings and displaying excellent control with 65 of his 85 pitches being strikes. This is the guy that survives and pitches with a very low pulse rate. Not a lot of things rattle him. Those are all positive attributes. And Mitchell Parker, it wasn't just a flash in the pan. It wasn't that he just got lucky in one start. He is a truly great pitcher. And this team is gelling in a way, like I say, I don't think possible. If the bats could show up a little bit more, I think that would be a great thing. And it's unfortunate, that James Wood is injured. I think otherwise he would be playing on the big team right now. But things are going so well. But talking about batting prowess, I mean, all things considered, there have been some bright spots. Lane Thomas and Jacob Young have been key players in the Nationals' recent success, contributing crucial hits and home runs to secure victories. Again, how this team was sketched out to start the season, did you have Jacob Young sketched out to be your opening starter or your everyday starter, for the Nationals? I think you probably would have said something like maybe Victor Robles or something like that. But Jacob Young, I don't want to move him anywhere. His speed, how he plays center field, how he's able to steal bases. I love what Jacob Young brings to this team. I don't want him going anywhere as of right now. And just, you know, taking a look at the winning streak in general, the Nationals have won 8 of their last 9 games, bringing them within 1 game of .500 record and positioning them as a formidable contender in the league. Their collective effort and winning momentum have propelled the team to new heights. It's okay, Nationals fans, to get hyped, as this team is absolutely crushing it. And as, like I said, as a Nationals fan, I have a hard time restraining my optimism. I don't want to get ahead of myself. This team has let me down before, but I am going to live in this moment in a vacuum, and it's pretty nice being a Nationals fan. Overall, the Nationals are showing exceptional performance and determination across all aspects of the game, positioning themselves as strong contenders in the league. Again, like I talked about in this episode, no one had this team pegged for doing any great things this season. It was going to be an assessment season. We're going to bring in, you know, Senzel, and we're going to bring in Winker and these players that don't garner a wow response as stopgap measures until the big guns are ready to go. But this team is getting it done. And again, I don't care how they're getting it done or where they're getting it from. It is exciting baseball, that much I know for sure. All right, talking about DJ Hurz and the optimism that I have, and I know that he pitched lights out in this game, this last game in particular. But that's what I'm going to think about is how great he pitched in this game. How would he have pitched? How would the record have been shown if he pitched more innings? I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he pitched some of the best baseball in Nationals history. Best start of the season for a Nats pitcher. DJ Hurz goes 6 innings, 1 hit, 0 runs, 0 walks, 13 Ks. Joins an impressive rookie class where only Luis Gil of the Yankees bested him on Ks. Taking a look at it, number 1, Luis Gil, 14. Number 2, DJ Hurz, 13. Number 3, Paul Skenes, 11. Again, DJ Hurz, if he can continue to pitch as great as he did in the last game, if Mitchell Parker can continue to pitch as well as he has pitched, look out. I think this team, as hard as it is to say, and I don't mean to say hard, but unexpected, I guess is what I'm going to say. Look out, rest of Major League Baseball. The Nationals are coming for you. DJ Hurz had a remarkable performance in his third start for the Nats, captivating the crowd of 25,637 at Nats Park. The 23-year-old left-handed pitcher pitched 6 innings of 1 hit, 0 walk, 13 strikeout ball on just 84 pitches. He is efficient. He is exactly what the Nationals are looking for. Earning himself a standing ovation, he joined an elite group of pitchers in Nats history with this outstanding performance. After the game, Hurz mentioned that he focused on controlling his body language during the outing. His dominance on the mound was evident as he struck out 13 batters without issuing a walk, a feat achieved only by a few pitchers in the modern era. The team's manager, Davey Martinez, praises Hurz's performance, highlighting his efficiency and command of the game. And the thing that I like about watching him pitch the most is he's excited when he strikes someone out. He's got that youthful optimism. He's pumping his fists and he's walking aggressively around the mound that you can tell that he is zoned in. And this means a lot to him. And it's refreshing to watch a player that really loves what he's doing. Sometimes you see these grizzled old vets and nothing phases them. This is exciting because this means a lot to DJ Hirsch, the player, but this also means a heck of a lot to us fans. Despite his limited experience in the majors, Hirsch showcased exemplary control and composure, leaving both teammates and fans in awe. Catcher Drew Millis noted that Hirsch's pitching was reminiscent of his previous stellar performance in AAA, emphasizing his ability to consistently find the strike zone and generate swings and misses. That's what you want to do. That is what DJ Hirsch delivered. Can he continue to keep it going? Can we finally bump out Patrick Corbin and not ever have to bring up his name again and enter these guys like Hirsch, Mitchell Parker? It makes me feel a whole lot better. I don't ever want to talk about Patrick Corbin again, to be honest with you. Hirsch's confidence and precision with his changeup played a crucial role in his success, allowing him to keep hitters off balance and induce strikeouts. His ability to maintain focus and composure was tested in the fifth inning when he gave up his first hit, but he responded emphatically with two more strikeouts. So he isn't easily fazed, and those are all important things that you're not fazed easily, and that is a key attribute that he has. Overall, Hirsch's exceptional performance not only earned him his first major league victory, but also demonstrated his potential to become a key figure in the Nationals' starting rotation. All exciting things to think about that... you know, the starting pitching staff or this team was a bit of concern to start the season. But again, these are not players that I think anyone had sketched as being on the starting rotation. Excitement abounds as Nationals fans, as it seems like they're kind of coming out of the woods here, that they're finding a way to pass this rebuild phase and almost into the next phase where this team is going to be competitive real soon. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, we will talk about Lane Thomas and his frustration. And also the Nationals made a signing of Harold Ramirez. What will he mean for the Nationals? I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming dreams with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's the promo code NATS. To take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network and streaming today on 102.9 The Game. Lane Thomas faced some frustration, and I think rightfully so. Lane Thomas found himself in an unexpected situation when he expressed his frustration over a controversial strike three call during a game on Thursday afternoon. Although he uttered two words that could have been interpreted as an insult when put together, Thomas clarified that they were not directed at the umpire. Despite this, Jimenez promptly ejected him from the game, leaving Thomas bewildered by the quick decision. The umpiring mess And Major League Baseball is something that needs to be addressed. It's all over the place. It's not consistent. There is no continuity. And for Lane Thomas to be ejected so quickly really kind of shows the lack of restraint and maturity by that umpire. Reflecting on the incident, Thomas maintained that his words were not aimed at the umpire and expressed disbelief at the swift ejection. The commotion resulted in Thomas receiving the first ejection of his career, prompting teammate Jesse Winker to come into his defense and manager Davey Martinez to advocate on his behalf. It was quite something. It was two words and you're out. Get out. You're out of the game. It was surprising for me watching it. Again, usually a batter throwing their bat or their helmet or something of that nature, getting in the umpire's face will garner a response similar to that. There was none of that, and he got ejected anyway. Feeling unfairly treated, Thomas stressed that his outburst was merely a product of his frustration caused by the contentious call. He emphasized that his remarks were not directed at anyone in particular, and instead, the ejections are not the norm for him. In a bit of support from his perspective, Thomas referenced video evidence of the incident, hoping it would help the umpire reassess the situation. So an odd time in baseball. And, you know, in a slightly unrelated note, the Pioneer League will be testing out balls and strikes with robo-umps. I think the time is now that umpires are making poor calls more than ever. It's time right now. I think that officiating in major sports gets worse and worse and worse. The time is now to move in that direction. Talking here next about a signing for the Nationals, Harold Ramirez, and where he will fit in with the Nats. The Nats made a significant move by signing Harold Ramirez to a minor league contract with a possibility of being called up to the major leagues in the near future. Ramirez, the 29-year-old veteran outfielder first baseman, has demonstrated his batting prowess over six seasons with the Marlins, Guardians, and Rays, boasting a 287, 325, 408 slash line. Despite a strong performance with the Rays last year, hitting 313, 353, 460, and 122 games, he struggled this season and was subsequently released. The Nats now have the opportunity to benefit from his skills as they are only responsible for a prorated portion of the major league minimum salary if he joins the big leagues with the team. We know about the injuries that were out there with Winker and Gallo that potentially that would be a good fit. Manager Davey Martinez expressed the team's eagerness to have Ramirez in the major league lineup, emphasizing their immediate need for his contribution. Ramirez was initially reported to AAA Rochester to play for the Red Wings and, if successful, may be promoted to the major league team in a week or so. I think that that will most likely be the case. Ramirez was primarily played as a corner outfielder and designated hitter, but also some experience at first base. Martinez sees him as a potential valuable right-hand option, especially considering the recent loss of Joey Gallo to injury. With an impressive career batting average and OPS against left-handed pitchers, Ramirez could provide a much-needed boost as a platoon partner for Jesse Winker or Eddie Rosario. So a good move, all things considered. All you can never have enough depth, and that appears to be the case as well. In other news, Cade Cavalli and Josiah Gray also showed promise and progress in their respective rehab outings, further signaling positive developments for the Nats. So great news, Cade Cavalli, Josiah Gray, Mitchell Parker. The good news keeps coming. DJ Hurz, this team is in a good position, and they're getting hot at just the right time. I'm not going to count them out for anything anymore. It wasn't too long ago when this team was struggling quite a bit that I said, this season's over. It's just about assessment. That when they want to, they can really turn it on. And this is some fun Nationals baseball to watch. And as Nationals fans, again, you should be excited, as I think ultimately the sky is the limit. It's been nothing but great things. And if you see some other key additions to this team, I think they will only continue to get better and better. Listen, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.